When I was 16 years old, I heard the call of God to enter the seminary. And I did, even though nobody would recommend me. So I had to go back a year. And I studied for the SVDs, the Society of the Divine Word, and their missionaries. Because when I was in eighth grade, they came to speak at our Catholic grade school, and I signed up, and that was part of their vocation club. And so right after high school, I wanted to go and go right into seminary. And my father, who wasn't Catholic, was dead set against it. Absolutely not. So, thank you, Father. And so I did all the things high school kids do. I became bad and all that kind of stuff. I had a girlfriend. Her name was Gail. And Gail was a redhead. Enough said. And so we sat there and, we're dating and all this kind of stuff. And yet, again, I came to a deeper conversion because Billy Graham, I was watching Billy Graham one day and he challenged us and I gave my life to Christ with Billy Graham. And then, so I go to seminary and I study for this Divine Word group. And I loved this group. They were a great bunch of people. And I was 2 years here at St. Mark's High School Seminary, which doesn't exist anymore. Then I went to Epworth, Iowa, and that was their seminary in Epworth, Iowa. And it was fantastic time. We used to have, the SVDs was, SVD, the founder was Arnold Jansen, and he gave up smoking, so nobody in the order was allowed to smoke. So SVD would say, smoke V don't, so V drink, and we did. And so we would have these parties, and we had a fine, fine time. And yet the Lord was working on my heart about going back to the diocese because and we were allowed to drink at 18 in those days in Iowa. Anyway, so about going back to the Diocese of Erie, though I'm from Pittsburgh. And it was on my heart, and my spiritual director, it was the rector of the seminary, later on became Bishop Len Olivier, who was the auxiliary bishop down in Washington, D.C., and he was a Creole man. And so he says, Larry, you got to go and make a retreat. And if you go on a retreat, because you feel still called back, then I'll support you. So I went on a Trappist monastery, New Mallory. They have a Trappist monastery there. And I spent a 7-day silent retreat. Now, I know you can't imagine me being silent for 7 days, but it happened. And then my spirits director, he picked me up, and he said, well, and I said, I still feel called, Len, to leave this here and go to the Diocese of Erie. And he started to cry. And I said, don't do that. That isn't helpful to me when you do that kind of stuff. So then I remember coming back, and I'm kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I said, Jesus, please, is this what I want or is this what you want? Just tell me. So because it was a hard decision. And so I sat there. I'm sitting in a chapel, Epworth, Iowa, kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And again, as I've always went to the Word, I said, speak to my heart. Show me, Lord, what do you want? And then I open it up to this passage, John chapter 15, verse 16 and 17. You did not choose me. I chose you. And I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit. So it was like instantly, okay, I knew this was of God. I knew this is what I had to do. And so I went to my director and I says, I have to leave. And I'll never forget, I left at Christmas. So I was only there one semester. And as I'm leaving at Christmas, everybody's coming and walking me out my last day in seminary. And I'll never forget one of the brothers came because we used to have religious brothers there. And a brother is just like a religious sister. They're not ordained, but they work and they pray and they take vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, like everything else. But anyway, he come to me and all these people are walking me out. And he came and give me a hug and he says, well, good luck on your lonely life, because that's the only thing diocesan priesthood is. Thank you. And so I'll never forget it, like, really? And again, the difference between a diocesan priest and a religious order priest is religious orders, they live community. A diocesan priest creates community. Huh? That's what we do. That's what I've done here the last 22 years. And the reality is that we're called not just to be into ourselves, but to create a family, create a community. But we know that everything comes from what God calls us to do. God chose me. I did not choose him. God chose you. You did not choose him. Because sometimes we can think that our following of Jesus is something that we do. It's something from, you didn't have to be born, first of all, when you were born. You didn't have to be a Christian. Only 33% of the world is Christian. We're the minority. You didn't have to be a Catholic. You didn't have to be here. And yet, the God of the universe chose you. And then he didn't just chose you so you could follow him. Like, oh, look at Jesus, thank you, I'm your follower, it's very good. The last thing he did was called you and me to be selfish people. It isn't about me and Jesus. He said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And so why did he choose us? He commissioned us to go forth and to bear fruit. And I've talked a million times about this here. To bear fruit means we feed others, right? It's not about feeding us. It's not about getting things for ourselves. It's about feeding others. So we as a community, we have done that, right? We have sat there and we take care of the poor. Every day someone comes here, we take care of them. We've got a food, a clothing store. We have done lots because fruit isn't fruit unless it feeds somebody else. The apple that loses the fruit, the apple that falls to the ground, it doesn't feed itself, but it feeds us. And so we always got to remember that if you and I are following Jesus, it's never about me and what I want. It's always about how do I feed others, huh? And that's always what we got to be open to. You know, like again, last week when I was called by the bishop and I said, you have to leave. I said, I don't think so. You know, and so it was not a good day. And so all last week, I couldn't sleep most nights. And then Sunday, I couldn't sleep at all. I went to bed at 9:30. At 1:30, I was still wide awake. Then I finally fell asleep till 4 o'clock in the morning. It was fantastic. And so I thought, okay, I got to write a letter to the bishop. And of course, I did. So at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting at the computer and I emailed him a letter sharing with him all the things that were going on in my heart. And so he got the letter and then at 10:30, he emailed me back and says, great letter. Why don't you come in and we'll talk? Yes, Bishop. So I went in at 4 o'clock and we had a fantastic talk and it brought me peace. And I said, the biggest problem, of course, is leaving St. Joe's. And, you know, all that reality of there, after 22 years of my life, come on. And he says, Larry, as you did at St. Joe's, you need to do at these other parishes. And so it's a much, much bigger reality. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And this is what the Lord has called. And I didn't choose him. I didn't choose what to do. He did. And then to go there, he says, I was about ready to retire, people. You know that. And now it's kind of like I have to be a young priest again. And I got to start doing all these things to have other people come to the Lord, have other people to feed them, to sit there and help them to grow, to bring them closer to the God of the universe. And this is God's will. And it's God's will for all of us. That our job is never about just making our community a great community. It's about feeding people that aren't part of our community. That's what holiness is. And again, it's sad, not a lot of times it's sad, because we like to keep things the way they are. But that isn't life. God always calls us to go beyond ourselves, to do he has plans for us. And if we're going to follow him and we're going to be his disciples, we got to be open to those plans. Again, at first, when Jesus was told to go to the cross, he said no. But then he said, your will be done. But when you look at Mary, when Mary was told to be the mother of God, she said, fiat, let it be done to me. And that's where we got to get to. Her fiat was more that I want God's will more than I want my next breath. It isn't like, okay, if God wants me to do it, I'll do it. It's like, okay, God, I will do anything you want. I exist to please you. I exist to do your will. I will do anything you call me to do. And so when he calls us here, that you didn't choose me, I chose you. I commission you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then anything you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And that isn't about he will give you what you want. He will give you what you need to love others. He will give you what you need to bear fruit. And then the last line in there is, again and again, love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Huh? And so, again, earlier in John chapter 15, verse 9, it says, as the Father has loved me, so I loved you. And if you go to daily mass, that's what we talked about today, to let us know how much we're loved. And after it says, the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. Just as you will remain in my love if you keep my commandments, just as I keep my Father's commandments and remain in his love. All this I have told you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. That when you and I sit there and know that we're loved by God intimately, then we will have joy. So I told all those poor people this morning, they hate me because I yelled at them for other reasons today, but it happens. Can you imagine me yelling at anybody? Anyway, but as I sat there and says, I want you to go home today and I want you to ask your spouse, am I a person of joy? And say, you got to be honest with me, because Father Larry said you got to be honest. So then they were all praying for my death this morning. Can you imagine? And as they were praying for my death this morning, I said, listen, if they say you want the real answer, yes, no, thank you. Don't go wacky over that. Sit there and think that, okay, if I'm not a person of joy, the reason is, because I do not know how much I am loved. And so what does that mean? That I got to spend time more in his love. And then when you and I are so truly loved by God, then of course we sit there and we'll be people of joy. Of course, then when God calls us and asks us to do something, we know it's because he loves us and he has a greater plan. Is that correct? Yes. So if God loves us, he wants us to be people of joy. He calls us to do things that'll bear fruit to give life to others. And he calls us to be people of love. Now we do this by being members of a community, but we do this by not just by being members of community, but by going out of the community. So all these years, I have done this so many times by going out every weekend. We will get done a little bit early tonight because, again, I have to drive to Cleveland and get a hotel and then wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get to the airport because I have to be on the plane by 5:20 and fly to Providence, Rhode Island to do a men's conference Saturday. I'm going to do 2 talks in the morning, get back on the plane, get back to Cleveland about 7 o'clock, I think, or 6 o'clock, I don't know, and then drive back here to have masses because a mass on Sunday because we have First Communion. So it's always been going out and feeding others, but always coming back here. Now it'll be going out and feeding others because, again, when I talk to the bishop, I says, the biggest concern, Bishop, is these people have been so good with me for 22 years that he said to me, never once, which I can't believe it still, never once did anybody write him a letter complaining about me being on the road. Really? Never once? Good people. Because they knew that I had to go out and do what I want. And I said to the bishop, the new place, they're not going to be open to me going out in the road. And he goes, That's what I want you to do. You can't stop doing what you're doing. Huh? So the first thing you're going to do, tell them that first weekend, is I will be doing two ministries. I'll be on the road, bringing Christ to others, and I'll be the pastor here. And I go, oh, are you going to support me in that? Yes. Okay, then I'm okay with all this then. And so the biggest thing for all of us, though, tonight is we got to make sure that we immerse ourselves in the love of God. Don't ever tell God what to do. I've tried. It doesn't work. Don't ever sit there and get mad at God because he didn't do what you prayed about. You thank God for he answered the prayers of our hearts for his glory, not for our comfort. And that's what we all got to be doing. So again, we praise God, we worship God, we honor God because he gave us what he wanted. We did not choose him. He chose us. It's he who makes the plans. It's we who obey the plans. This is what we must do. So please, as we move forward, there can be no sadness. Come on. There can be no upsetness with the bishop. I was meeting with somebody today. I was going to write a letter to the bishop. Don't do that. Because this is God's will. It's God's will. We've been praying for God's will, so we shut up and do God's will. That's all we do. We're like Mary, fiat, let it be done to me. We know that this is calling all of us to go out of ourselves, to always be more concerned about other people than we are about ourselves, to bear fruit, the fruit of love. This is what God is calling us to. And this is what we can all do. So we are here tonight to worship Almighty God and know and listen to him when he says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And then, don't get upset because remember what he said right before that. The Father has loved me, so I love you. So again, we're going to go and kneel down here, and I'm just going to encourage, as always, that we spend a few minutes and let God love us. It's his love that brings us the greatest healing. It's his love that transforms us. It's his love that makes us say yes. Let it be done to me as you will. And then when we do that, it's his love that makes us people of joy. You got it? You get it? You gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us kneel now in the presence of the Lord and let him love us for a while.